Good evening. This is Peter Tobin introducing Lux Radio Theatre. Tonight and every Monday night at this time, Lux Radio Theatre presents for your entertainment the finest in radio drama. This week we present Good Night, Mrs. Puppet by Arthur Lovegrove. The Fordyces are preparing for the wedding in a week's time of their elder daughter, Jackie, to Victor, son of Stephen Parker, with whom Henry Fordyce is planning a business merger. Then in walks a perfect stranger, a Mrs. Puffin from Clapham, who announces that she had a dream in which Jackie does not marry Victor, but is swept off her feet by an unknown man from across the water. She proceeds to establish the accuracy of her dream by correctly predicting various hilarious domestic incidents. Mrs. Puffin is summarily ordered from the house by Jackie's hysterical mother and furious father, but she's not to be disposed of so easily, and the Fordyces' plans are turned upside down before they finally see the last of her. Good Night, Mrs. Puffin has been adapted for radio by Helen Cunningham, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Anne Freed, and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.
You know, the best way to look beautiful is to feel beautiful. And making you feel beautiful is what Lux Beauty Soap can do for you. Tonight, take a long, creamy bath with Lux. Feel the rich, moisturizing lather like cream on your skin, fragrant with Lux's precious perfume. And as you're caring for your skin with Lux Beauty Soap, remember, a good complexion is much more important than any makeup. Keep your complexion soft and smooth with the creamy, moisturizing lather of Lux. Tonight, every night, every morning, Lux, a beauty treatment as you bathe.
Then, when my hair was a bit longer, the ends started splitting. It just literally went to pieces. Didn't matter what I tried, nothing worked. Couldn't keep my hair long anymore.
That was yesterday. Now, Harmony announces a shampoo breakthrough. Harmony's new protein shampoo washes away the look of split ends. The special protein ingredient coats the insides of split ends, brings them together again. Leaves your hair soft, shiny, and manageable. And you can grow your hair as long as you like. Don't cut away split ends. Wash them away with new Harmony Protein Shampoo. It brings them together again.
And now, Act One of tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation, Good Night, Mrs. Puffin.
Hello, darlings, you're back.
Yes, Mummy. Oh, exhausted.
Shopping for wedding is...
Did you get your bridesmaid's gloves?
Oh, yes. They're not quite the right shade, but Jackie liked them.
It's her wedding.
It's a pity it's all so rushed. If only we had a little more time, Jackie.
Mummy, we've been over all this before. We've got to get married quickly so Victor and I can go to Paris next month. We can't help it if his father suddenly wants to open a branch there.
Of course you can't, darling. But it's such a good match.
So beneficial to the Fordyce family.
That's no way to speak of it, Pamela. It's the uniting of two families in closer bond.
You mean the uniting of two firms in closer bond?
Oh, Pam, darling. Jack is in love with Victor, aren't you, darling?
Mm-hmm. Of course I am. Oh, what are these, Mother? More acceptances and regrets?
Yes, yes. The usual acceptances from those we don't want and regrets from those we do.
Good afternoon, all.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Mum.
Did you have your fitting, Nicholas?
Yes. Just wait till you see me in my morning coat. They'll think I'm the bridegroom instead of the best man.
I'm sure you'll look very handsome.
Thank you, darling. Ah, tea.
Oh, at last. I'm dying for a cup.
Oh, thank you, Annie.
Excuse me, madam, but there's a woman outside who wants to see the family.
Did you say what you wanted, Annie?
No, madam. Just to see the family.
Well, you'd better show her in.
Yes, madam.
Perhaps she's from the dressmaker.
Then she'd have asked for me.
A friend of Victor's family, perhaps.
Mrs. Amelia Puffin. Now, good afternoon. How are you?
Oh. How do you do? I'm Mrs. Fordyce.
Yes, I know. And that's Mr. Nicholas. Oh. That's Miss Pamela. And that's Miss Jacqueline.
Well.
Won't you sit down?
No, thanks very much, dear.
You'll have a cup of tea, Mrs. Puffin.
Oh, tired, sir. I wouldn't say no to a cup of tea. Though I didn't call here for that. I couldn't get here before, and as it was, and he didn't come. Alf told me not to.
Who did?
My old man. Mark my words, he said, no good will come of it. But I said I must go. So I did, and here I am.
Yes. Your tea, Mrs. Puffin.
Two knobs, please. Now, I bet you're all wondering why I'm here.
Well, a bit.
I do think some explanation is necessary.
And you shall have it. Only first, is the wedding on?
Of course it's on. Of course it's going to take place. Really, Mrs. Puffin?
But who to? Who's the bridegroom? Now, let me think. Don't tell me. I know. It's Victor Parker.
Yes, it is, but really, Mrs. Puffin, I fail to see what business it is of yours.
Well, it's about this wedding. I don't quite know how to say it. I'm sorry.
Why?
It won't happen.
Bang goes my morning coat.
Oh, well. Whoever you are, how dare you come here and... will you please leave at once?
Well, I like that. Here I am, come all the way from Clapham.
Junction or Common?
Junction. Well, of course, if you don't want me to stay, I'll go, but I must stay.
There's no need to say anything. You've said far too much already. Goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
Please, Mother. Mrs. Puffin must have had some good reason for coming here.
Yes. Mrs. Puffin, what does this mean?
The wedding's off.
It's not off. Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Now. Let's all keep calm and collected.
Calm and collected?
Yes,
look.
There's no need to get excited, you know. It's all happened before, word for word.
What has happened? Will you please...
Explain something soon, otherwise my mother will have a fit.
So will I.
Please, Mrs. Puffin, and quiet all of you.
After all, for self-concern me.
Well, this year wedding will have to be cancelled, because it ain't going to take place. So I came to warn you to save you all that expense.
But, Mrs. Puffin, you haven't told us why.
Oh, you poor lamb, I haven't, have I? Well, you see, a couple of nights ago, I had a dream.
A dream? Oh, this is too much. Won't listen to such rubbish.
Half a mo. You ain't heard nothing yet. You ain't half got a shock coming to you, you have. 3 nights ago, I had this dream. I saw this house, this room, the family, everyone. And what happened in my dream is happening now, word for word.
What do you mean?
Well, I saw this house, 23 Henley Road, as clear as anything. So I thought to myself, I'll go along this afternoon and have a look. And if it's there, then that'll prove it. Well, it was. And while I was waiting, a maid came out from next door, and I said to her, "Excuse me, that's the Fordyce house, ain't it?" And she said, "Yes." So I said, "Excuse me, is Miss Jacqueline getting married soon?" And she said, "Next week." Oh, you could have knocked me down with a coal hammer.
I never heard such nonsense. You came and made inquiries, so naturally you knew the wedding was taking place. Really,
Mrs. Puffin, you must admit that so far you haven't proved anything.
Oh, no, dear, but you see, a lot of this scheme is very easy, Miss Jacqueline. It was as clear as daylight when I dreamt it. But it's coming back clearer every minute. For instance, I know what happens now. A telegraph boy comes with a telegram, and it's for him, Mr. Nicholas.
Who's it from?
Oh, you don't half want your money's worth. Let me think. Who is it from now? Yeah, now I remember it's from Stan. He can't come tonight. There.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, it isn't. I'm meeting Stanley Cooper tonight. He's coming up from Essex.
Then if this should be true, this will...
Could this woman possibly know that Nicholas was meeting a friend named Stanley tonight?
For you, sir. A telegram.
Oh, thank you, Annie.
I don't believe it. Open it.
Right. Regret cannot come tonight. We'll telephone tomorrow. Stan.
There you are.
This woman's in league with the GPO.
What else do you know, Mrs. Puffin?
Well, dear, I know that you won't marry this bloke, Victor Parker.
Victor's a worthy young man, and my daughter will be very happy with him. And I'll thank you, Mrs. Puffin, to mind your own business and go.
But, Mrs. Puffin, if the wedding doesn't take place...
Exactly.
I said if. Why doesn't it?
Because you're swept off your feet.
Swept off my feet? Who by?
The other bloke what's coming.
What bloke? Who?
I can't remember.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Is this telegram ridiculous?
Yeah, is it? I remember that. And give me time, I'll remember the other bloke. Oh, Yes, I'll tell you something else. In a minute or two, your husband's coming in, rubbing his hands and saying, "Well, well, well, seasonable weather we're having, who's this?" And he'll mean me.
Oh, I've had enough of this nonsense. You must go now, Mrs. Puffing. Goodbye, and thank you for calling.
Too late. Here's Father now.
Oh, not a word about this, Tim.
But what do we say? Who is she? He'll ask.
Yes, she's the... Oh, who is she? Oh, can't anyone think?
Well, well, well. Seasonable weather we're having. Oh, who's this? I'm sorry, I don't think I know you.
No, not yet, but you will.
Yes. Henry, dear, this is Mrs.
Puffin.
She's just going.
Oh, well, goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
All right, I'll go. You mark my words, I'm right.
Right about what?
Well, Henry, Mrs. Puffin meant...
She says the wedding won't take place.
Exactly.
Won't take place? Well, of course it will. Everything's arranged.
No, Jackie's going to be swept off her feet by another man.
Well, she can't be swept off her feet by someone or other a week before she marries Victor. It isn't possible.
That's exactly what I said, dear. Now, don't let's worry over it anymore. Goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
Who is she, a fortune teller?
Mrs. Puffin had a dream.
A very vivid dream. And as I'm the bride, I want to hear more about it from Mrs. Puffin.
If I know Mrs. Puffin, we will. A lot more.
And if I know your father, we won't.
If it means cancelling the wedding, you're quite right, Ethel, my dear. Give me a cup of tea, please.
Oh, there. I knew you'd be sensible about it, Henry.
Excuse me, but is that the best tea service or one you only use on weekdays?
Oh, yeah. This is our best. Mm-hmm. Jackie, please pass your father this cup.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, well, you want to watch out, then.
Why?
Well, I can't remember who drops it, but there ain't half a crash.
Pamela, for heaven's sake, ring for Annie to come and take it away.
No, leave it.
This woman's a menace.
Daddy, do you think it'd be all right if...
If what?
If we cancelled the wedding.
Cancel the wedding? Certainly not. What will Victor say? What will his father say? Just because some woman comes here and says she's had a dream? Oh, we'd be the laughingstock of the neighborhood.
Of course we would. But what about my tea service?
Nothing will happen to your tea service, and I'll prove it to you. Now, come along, Nicholas, and you, Jackie and Pamela. Each take a cup, saucer and plate.
Oh.
I'll take the tray with the teapot on and the rest. And we'll all take them to the kitchen.
Oh, Henry, please, be careful.
My dear Ethel, keep calm. Now, come on, everyone. If the contents of the tray are equally divided, nothing can happen.
Oh, dear.
Right. Now, are we ready?
Ready.
You know, I bet we look awful fools.
Well, never mind about that. Now, lead the way, Jackie.
All right, Father.
There you are. All that's needed is a little organization.
Oh, Henry, you're wonderful. I'd never have thought of that. Now, we needn't keep you any longer, Mrs. Puffin.
There, Jackie, dear. Mrs. Puffin has been proved wrong over one thing, and she's undoubtedly wrong on another. Now, you don't need to worry your pretty little head any longer. You and Victor will be happily married next week. Go home now, Mrs. Puffin, and keep us out of your dreams in future.
Goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
Oh, goodbye, dear.
Thank you for coming. You meant well, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, dear, I did. But I think it's very funny. Anyhow, I hope you'll be very happy.
Oh, no,
what's happened?
I'm so sorry. I fell over Twinkle.
Oh, that confounded cat.
Why didn't you leave the tea things on the table?
But I had to wash them up, Mom, and I piled them on the tray and was taking them to the sink. And I fell over
Twinkle.
You'd better get back to the kitchen, Annie.
Yes, sir. Oh, this is all your fault, Mrs. Puffin. I can't stand it any longer. I'm going upstairs to lie down, and I'm not coming back until you've gone.
Poor soul. The end of fights. I knew it was going to happen.
Why did it happen to us?
Mrs. Puffin, please. You must tell me who he is. This man who comes and sweeps me off my feet.
I'm sorry, love, but I can't see him. He's hazy.
Oh, do try.
I do know one thing, though, dear. He's connected with water.
Well, we don't know anyone remotely connected with water.
Mrs. Puffin, I'm sorry, but
Father's right. I know I'm right about the water.
Now, who can that be?
Something more up your sleeve, Mrs. Puffin?
Excuse me, sir.
Now, what is it?
Is it a man?
No, miss, it's the dressman.
Oh, heavens, I forgot. Jackie, we've got a fitting. Come on.
Excuse me, everybody.
Oh, goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
And if you do remember, you will tell me, won't you?
Now, don't worry, love. I'm on the quee wee.
Come on, Jackie. All right,
now, look here, Mrs. Puffin. I've been rather hasty. You know how it is. I spend a hard day in the city. I come home tired, and all I want to do is to sit down and have a cup of tea. And then, well, these things started happening. I was upset and... Well, I'm afraid I was rude to you.
Well, you were a bit snooty, I must say.
Well, I was taken unawares. Bewildered. I was,
Thunderstruck.
Thank you, Nicholas.
Well, it wasn't my fault, you know. I mean, I didn't make the things happen. I just saw them in me dream.
Ah, Mrs. Puffin, but haven't you ever heard that dreams mean the opposite? They're sent as warnings.
Well, then it's a pity, isn't it, that you didn't need my warning about the tea set. Then it wouldn't have gone for a Burton.
Yes, if only we had. Well, I'm afraid that was my fault. But, Mrs. Puffin, now we know. Now we shall be prepared if any, strange man comes connected with water. Now, I wonder if a banknote or two might...
Your wallet. Yeah, now, I remember you getting it out. It's coming back. You offer me a fiver.
I thought of three as a slight compensation for your trouble.
Yeah, but you make it five. Wait a minute, half a sec. It's all coming back. Yeah. Yes, Victor's father's coming round tonight about you and him going into partnership.
Partnership? What do you know about the Parkers?
I know them both.
Know them both?
Of course I do. Saw them in my dream.
Now, look here, Mrs. Puffin. See how much you can forget for £5.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. Yes, at the moment, I take this
now, fiver. Now, goodbye, Mrs. Puffin. You've forgotten everything.
Oh, goodbye, sir, and thank you very much.
Show Mrs. Puffin out, Nicholas.
Goodbye, Mr. Nicholas, and I do open it. Here, I say. Oh, that's queer. Something's gone wrong somewhere.
Oh, you don't say. What now?
Oh, that picture over the fireplace. In my dream, when Victor and his father arrive here, that picture ain't there.
Well, there we are, Mrs. Puffin. That proves you can be wrong. That picture has always been there and always will be. Good night, Mrs. Puffin. Oh, no!
That's better.
She's done it again.
It's hello to Mrs. Felicity Usher. No, Miss Flick. Hello, Flick.
Hello, Mr. John.
Tell me, Flick, what's the biggest wash day challenge that you could possibly imagine?
My son's white shirts. Quite honestly, I think he's the dirtiest boy in the school.
Really? Now, if I gave you a challenge, just one chance to get these dirty white shirts of your son's perfectly white again, how would you do it?
I'd use Surf, because Surf contains super glue. I think it's most important that white clothes should be white and not grey and grubby looking. And to look smart, they must be white.
Obviously, whiteness is very important to you.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, like Flick, most housewives I've challenged trust the experienced one, Surf with Super Glue for perfect whiteness.
You've got people coming to stay, so your bathroom must look specially clean. But is everything really clean? Not only where they'll notice, but in those hard-to-reach cracks and crevices, like around the tiles. That's the sort of dirt that's hardest to shift if you don't have Vim 99. Only Vim has deep cleaning bleach to get right down into cracks and deep-set stains, leaving everything really clean and germ-free. For total cleaners you can trust, use Vim. Vim 99, the strong one.
Oh, what a day it's been. Jackie, come back to Earth.
Sorry, Pam. What did you say?
I said, what a day it's been.
Yes.
Are you thinking about Mrs. Puffin?
One can hardly forget her. Although Father spent the entire evening reminding us to forget before Victor and Mr. Parker come. It completely spoilt my dinner.
It's typical of Daddy. He spoils his own as well. Jackie, did you really believe her?
No. Did you?
Oh, no. No, of course not. And there couldn't be anyone but Victor, could there?
Not connected with water. A week before the wedding. No.
But in any case, there couldn't be.
No. No, of course not.
Of course, he's not exactly good-looking, but he's got wonderful qualities. He's so fine and dependable.
Yes, he'll be your most popular brother-in-law.
Oh, yes. Here's a coffee.
Ah, thanks.
Oh, Father's getting me so nervous, I'm getting a complex. The more I'm told not to say a thing, the more I want to.
Coffee, Nick?
Oh, thanks.
Don't worry. Only one person will give the show away to Victor and his father.
Who?
Daddy, of course. He'll be so anxious to keep us quiet that he'll forget and talk about Mrs. Puffin himself.
I can see we're in for a very jolly evening, trying to stifle Father while he tries to stifle us.
Why should he be stifled?
Why?
After all, it really concerns Victor and me. Why shouldn't he know?
But you don't tell a chap that you're going to be swept off your feet by another chap before your wedding to the first chap. He might be superstitious. Is he?
I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't tell him. He might be upset. I couldn't imagine Victor having a jolly good laugh over it.
Yeah, perhaps you're right.
Anyway, Mrs. Puffin's gone, I hope.
Ah, coffee. Where's your mother?
Hmm? Oh, she's in the study, checking invitations.
That's right. Now, everything must carry on as normal, just as if that woman never came.
Your coffee, Father.
No, thanks.
What's Victor's father coming here for?
On business. I have to glance through the final deed of partnership. Ah, that's probably them now. Remember, not a word about Mrs. Puffin.
Our lips are sealed.
Stephen and I will go into the study. Oh, and you too, Nicholas, as a junior partner. Oh, Annie, who was that at the front door?
Her.
You don't mean
that? Yes, sir, I do.
Mrs. Puffin?
What does she want, Annie?
To see the family, miss.
And what did you say?
I said it was more than my job's worth.
Quite right. Has she gone?
No, sir. She's parked herself on the doorstep, and she says she's going to stay there.
Oh, what a carry-on. The Parkers will be here in 10 minutes. Nicholas, go out to her.
Oh, no, not me.
I'll go. You needn't wait, Annie.
Jackie, I forbid it.
You let her go.
Oh, now, what's going to happen?
Unless Jackie wants her marriage to be ruined, she'll get rid of her before the Parkers arrive.
Hello, I'm back.
Mrs. Puffin, I told you not to come back. Jackie, I forbade her to enter this house again.
Oh, now, just be calm, Mr. Fordyce, and let's talk the matter over.
We'll do no such thing.
But we must, Father. You seem to overlook the fact that this concerns me and my future.
Oh, very well. But look here,
now,
Jackie.
Now, Mrs. Puffin, why have you come back?
Well, you see, Ducks, I had to come back. After he'd given me the money,
after what?
After your dad gave me 5 quid to keep my mouth shut.
Oh, but, Daddy, you said at dinner time Mrs. Puffin had left because she was mistaken.
Well, all I said was... Well, what I mean... Well, if you must know... Oh, why did this wretched woman have to dream about us?
Yeah, that's no way to speak about a lady.
Hurry on, Mrs. Puffin. My father bribed you with £5.
I'm so sorry about that, miss. But it happened in my dream. Well, I mean, I couldn't escape it. I had to take the money when I left. Well, I started walking back when... Click.
Click?
Click. A bit more of my dream became clear. I saw myself handing the money back. So here I am, and here's the money. I knew you, Miss Jackie, would open the door and let me in. And you see, it's all happening. The Parkers arrive in a minute, and I'll be pushed into the study.
And after that?
I'm blowed if I remember.
Then you don't meet the Parkers.
Oh, but I must do. I know what they look like.
Oh, Henry, did we send an invitation to the Tomlinsons? Good evening.
Yeah.
Henry! It's that woman again.
Good evening.
Now, keep calm, Ethel.
Henry, will you get rid of her before I have hysterics?
I want Mrs. Puffin to stay. I want her to meet Victor.
Are you mad?
You break Victor's heart. Oh, poor Victor. Loving you as he does to have his cup of happiness dashed from his lips by this woman.
Oh, Jackie, please be careful.
I am being careful.
You're not. You're being misled by a lot of superstitious nonsense. Mrs. Puffin, will you please go?
Well, I'd like to oblige, sir, but I can't, see? It never happened that way. There. That's the Parkers. Now what happens?
You tell us.
The study. I get shoved in there. Quick, come on, get hold of
me. Right, come along, come along. You go. And not a word from you now, and stay in there. Now, not a word. Do you understand? Not a word from anybody.
Sorry, Daddy. I shall use my discretion.
Mr. Stephen and Mr. Victor Parker.
Ah, good evening, Fordyce. Mrs. Fordyce. Hello, Jacqueline. Pamela, Nicholas.
Oh, hello, Parker. Glad to see you.
I'm so glad you both came.
Hello,
Parker.
Good evening, everyone. Hello, Jackie.
Hello, Victor.
Come and sit here, Victor.
Well, Jacqueline, how are the preparations getting along for the great day?
As a matter of fact,
Oh, they're going very well, Parker, old man. Extremely well,
in fact. Oh, yes, yes. And the wedding dress looks lovely.
Glad to hear it. Must see that everything goes off all right. Wouldn't do to have any slips, would it, eh?
No, definitely not. Quite unthinkable. Look, how about a drink? Nicholas, yes. Get the drinks.
Right.
Has it been terribly cold today?
Cold? I thought it was very warm for this time of the year.
Oh, did you?
Oh, well, it isn't really that
You're not catching a cold, are you? Can't have the bride's mother with a bad cold before the wedding.
No, of course not. No, I just thought... Nicholas, haven't you got those drinks yet?
I'm just coming.
I suppose you're getting very excited, Jacqueline.
Well, to be perfectly honest...
the drinks at last. Put the tray here, Nicholas.
Right.
A whiskey for you, Stephen, old man. He knows your taste. Soda? Say well.
Thanks.
Now, how about you, Victor?
Very weak for me. Thanks.
Well, here's to the happy pair. May the arrangements continue to run smoothly.
Thank you, Father. I'm sure they will.
Oh, by the
way... I
beg your pardon, Jacqueline.
I was going to say
Jackie.
That...
Jackie?
No, please, Mr. Parker. Please go on.
Thank you. I was only going to say that a business representative will be coming here tonight. I hope you don't mind, but I'd like you to meet him.
Delighted. Any friend of yours is a friend of mine, you know.
Oh, thank you. Very kind of you, I'm sure. Well, this has been delightful, but now to business. I have the deeds of partnership here. Oh, I'm a happy man, Fordyce. Immediately after the wedding, Parker and Son becomes Parker, Fordyce and Sons. As I said to Victor tonight, a love marriage and a business marriage.
Yes, yes, a great day.
Well, shall we adjourn to your study?
Yes, of course.
No.
What, my dear? Oh, no, not the study.
Oh, it's all right, dearie. You go in. I have to come out. That's the way it happened.
Who is this woman?
It's our help. Yes, she's just cleaning up. Goodbye, Mrs. Puffin.
Oh, I don't go.
What on earth does she mean?
It's no good, Daddy. Mr. Parker, Victor, let me introduce you to Mrs. Puffin from Clapham Junction.
How do you do?
Very well, I'm sure.
Mrs. Puffin says the wedding won't take place.
Jackie.
Oh, Jackie, how could you?
Here we go.
Well, I think Victor and his father should know.
What on earth has it got to do with Mrs. Puffin?
Oh, nothing at all, old man. Nothing at all. Just a stupid joke.
Is she forbidding the banns? Well, in a roundabout way, I suppose she is.
Oh, dear. Why?
It's all very simple.
Oh, simple?
Yes, simple. It's a long story, but what it amounts to is this. Mrs. Puffin had a dream. And in it she dreamt that Victor and I don't get married.
I never heard anything so silly in my life.
Well, that's exactly what I say, old man. And I'm delighted to hear you echo my sentiments.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Here, here, half a mo. My dream ain't been so very ridiculous so far.
What does she mean?
Oh, absolutely nothing, old man. Nothing at all.
Henry, how can you dismiss my tea service as nothing at all?
What has Mrs. Fordyce's tea service got to do with it?
Well, you see, dear, it got smashed to smithereens. Oh, there wasn't half a crack.
Did you break it?
Oh, me? No. I wasn't even in the room.
It was an accident, a pure accident. Annie tripped over the cat.
But she knew it was going to happen long before it did. Oh, if only you'd...
Don't be quiet about your tea service. It was just a coincidence.
There have been far too many coincidences.
No, not coincidences, ducks. My dream ain't finished yet.
Henry, I'm amazed at you. You're going to allow a perfect stranger to stop this wedding? To ruin the lives of my son and your daughter?
No, certainly not, old man. I'm against it.
So I should think. Your dreams are not welcome, my good woman. Good night. Now, come along, Henry. We'll go over the deeds of partnership now.
Have you got the papers, Mr. Fordyce? Because he ain't.
What do you mean by that?
What I say, dear. He ain't got the papers.
Madam, are you suggesting that I am a liar?
Oh, bless your heart, love, no. But you ain't got the papers.
Forgive my asking, Father, but have you got them?
Of course I have.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Are you doubting my word, Nicholas? Fordyce, am I to be insulted in your house?
Do stop this bickering. Mr. Parker, you can very easily settle everything by producing the paper.
That's right, Mr. Parker. Mrs. Puffin can't be right every time.
Exactly, Ethel. Produce the papers, Mrs. Puffin will depart, and we'll settle down to resume our interrupted evening.
I should be most interested to see them, Father.
Please, Mr. Parker. Please.
Very well. Here's my dispatch case.
I've got my shirt on you, Mrs. Puffin.
Oh, be quiet, Nick. This is serious.
In this dispatch case is a large envelope containing the proposed deeds of partnership. I received them 2 days ago, put them in this envelope, and placed it in my safe personally. This evening, my secretary, Miss Adams, gave the envelope to me at my request, and I placed it in this case. Now, you, Mrs. Puffin, assert that the papers are not here.
Yes, I do.
Very well, then. Here is the envelope. Perhaps you will be good enough to open it, Nicholas.
Right. £5 each way, Jolly Roger.
What did you say?
I said £5 each
way. Let me see that. Oh, that fool of a Miss Adams.
Well, why, Mr. Parker, what's happened?
My confounded secretary gave me the wrong envelope.
Up the puffin.
Oh, now we're back where we started.
Well, I knew this was going to happen. I told you.
Oh, dear. You've ruined everything.
But I'm only trying to help.
But what I can't understand is why Jackie and I don't get married.
No, it's not your fault, love. She swept off her feet. Swept.
Good heavens. By whom?
Well, you see, that's the trouble, dear. I can't remember. I can't remember the other bloke's name. No, nor what he looks like. I'm real sorry for you, Ducks. I am, really. But what can I do? It's fate.
Now, I'll tell you something about fate. If you think I'm going to have my son jilted and made to look a fool, you're wrong. Nobody ever made a fool of the Parkers.
Nature had a jolly good try.
And I tell you, Fordyce, if I'm made to look a fool, the partnership's off. Off!
Just a minute, Parker, old man. Just a minute. There's one thing we've not considered. Victor, forget Mrs. Puffin and her talk about fate. As man to man, I want to ask you a question.
Yes, Mr. Fordyce?
Do you love Jackie?
Yes, Mr. Fordyce.
I knew it. I knew it. Jackie, my dear, it's foolish to ask, but do you love Victor?
Yes, I do.
There, Mrs. Puffin. You can't fight love.
But I ain't fighting anything. I was only trying to help. I still can't understand it. Something's gone wrong somewhere. I ain't never been wrong before.
I congratulate you, Fordyce. Oh, my dear Victor, my dear Jacqueline, I'm exceedingly happy.
Oh, darlings.
Mr. Roger Vincent.
Ah, hello, Roger. Come in and meet everyone.
Oh, by heavens, it's him.
New Skip is the best powder for automatic washing machines. Ask any manufacturer about Skip's low-lather formula and how it works with his machine to give the best results. And ask any housewife about Skip's great new whitening power.
It's true. My machine manufacturer recommended New Skip, so I tried it. And it's fantastic. New Skip has oxygen whiteness and gets my whites really white. And Skip is great for colors, too. Whichever program I use on my automatic washing machine, Skip gives me wonderful results.
Yes, Skip is best for your clothes and your machine. That's why it's recommended by all 16 top manufacturers of automatic washing machines.
Then, when my hair was a bit longer, the ends started splitting. It just literally went to pieces. It didn't matter what I tried, nothing worked. Couldn't keep my hair long anymore.
That was yesterday. Now, Harmony announces a shampoo breakthrough. Harmony's new protein shampoo washes away the look of split ends. The special protein ingredient coats the insides of split ends, brings them together again, leaves your hair soft, shiny, and manageable. And you can grow your hair as long as you like. Don't cut away split ends, wash them away with new Harmony protein shampoo. It brings them together again.
Roger, darling.
Jackie. It's a lifetime since I saw you.
Lunchtime, 4 hours ago.
Two lifetimes, then. Where's the family?
Oh, upstairs dressing, all of them. I got down early.
And I came early, especially.
And now, Mr. Vincent, may I offer you a cocktail?
Certainly, Miss Fordyce. You grow lovelier every day.
You've only known me 3 days.
But it's true.
Thank you, darling. Here's your drink. Let's drink to...
Us. Look, Jackie, I feel like a heel.
So do I.
If Victor weren't such a darn nice guy... You see, I like him. I wish I didn't.
Oh, Roger. And to think I never believed in love at first sight.
Well, neither did I. Do the others know?
No.
I felt terrible yesterday when Victor invited me for lunch, and I found you with him.
So did I.
I'm a terrible card. Oh, Mrs. Puffin, why didn't you dream some more?
I wish I'd had time to really meet that old girl. But she was bustled out so soon after I first arrived that I didn't have a chance.
If only she'd dream a happy ending for us. I can't hurt Victor, I can't.
Listen, honey. She said you would be swept off your feet by someone from over the water.
And I have been. She also said the wedding wouldn't take place. But it is taking place.
Why is Victor such a nice person? Why can't I hate him?
Because he is a nice person. I can't hurt him, Roger. He loves me. If Victor weren't so... Oh, Roger, try to understand. If the wedding was in 6 months' time, it'd be different.
Well, could I speak to Victor?
Oh, no, Roger, you couldn't.
Well, he might understand.
Your father or Mr. Parker? Father's set on the partnership. He needs it. Fordyce and son aren't too flourishing. If there's no wedding, there'll be a scandal. And with Mr. Parker, a scandal, no partnership.
Oh, we need a miracle to help us.
Please, let's talk about something else, anything. Otherwise, I'm going to cry.
Oh, I can't think of a darn thing. Oh, Jackie, I love you.
You're a great help. That's making me feel worse.
Oh, gee. Why was I invited here tonight?
Well, after all, you are the American representative of Parker and Son.
Oh, can't we just slip off somewhere?
No, darling, not a chance. Mother wants you to play bridge with her after dinner. Here, have another cocktail.
Thanks.
You know, I think I'll join you and have one, too.
Okay.
Mm. Need it. Oh, I expect that's Victor and his father now.
Then I'll make mine a double.
Is Victor, Jackie? His father's coming in a few minutes. Oh, hello, Roger. I didn't hear you arrive.
Hello, Pam.
Hello, Jackie, darling. Good evening, Roger. How are you?
Fine, thanks.
Help yourself to a drink, Victor.
Oh, yes, thanks, I will.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. Have you seen the wedding presents, Roger?
No, I haven't.
They're in the study. Why don't you show them to Roger, Jackie?
Oh, all right. Come along, Roger.
This cocktail's very good.
Yes, it's a Nicholas special. Have another.
Oh, no, thank you. I never have more than one. Well, it won't be long now.
No, it won't.
I hope I can make Jackie happy.
Why ever not?
Oh, I don't know. I just wondered.
Have you any need to wonder?
Afraid I'm rather a dull sort of chap.
Oh, no, Victor.
Oh, I am. Jackie's so full of life. You know what I mean. I like a book, slippers and a fire. I mean, I'm not lively like she is. I can't make jokes. Though I can sometimes see one. I sometimes wonder what she sees in me.
Someone very nice, very kind and dependable. A shoulder to lean on. Someone that, whatever happens, is there, always.
Is that what you see, Pam?
Yes.
I never thought that I wonder...
What?
No, I just thought
Good evening, Victor. Where's your father?
Good evening, Mrs. Fordyce. Father's been delayed. Oh. He sent his apologies. He won't be more than a few minutes now.
And where's Jackie? Oh, she's in the study showing Roger the wedding presents. Oh, Sir Roger's arrived. Well, your father and Nicholas will be down in a moment. And as soon as Mr. Parker comes, we'll have a quick cocktail and then we'll have dinner.
So I said to him, do that and you'll regret it. Business, I said to him, is business.
Quite right, old man.
More coffee, Mr. Parker?
No, thank you, Mrs. Fordyce.
More coffee, anyone? Victor?
No, thanks. By the way, is your clock right, Mrs. Fordyce?
Yes, I think so. Why?
Nothing, really. I just wondered.
Have you an appointment?
Oh, no, of course not.
Help me with these coffee cups, Nick. Hmm? Nonny wants to play bridge.
Oh, right.
Now, who wants to play?
Has Mrs. Puffin called again?
Mrs. Puffin?
What did you say, Victor?
I said, has Mrs. Puffin called again?
Well, that's what I thought you said.
Why did you say that, Victor?
Well, she struck me as a woman of very strong convictions. And right or wrong, she would abide by them. That's all.
Well, she's not going to have her convictions here anymore. Now, how are we going to play? Oh, who can that be? Just when we're going to start.
Please, madam.
Yes, Annie?
It's that Mrs. Puffin again.
Send her away. Send her away.
I tried, madam. I said you weren't in, and then she said you had Mr. Stephen Parker and Mr. Victoria.
Well, you can go back and tell her that we don't want to see her. Oh, the idea.
Exactly, the idea.
Poor old Mrs. Puffin, all the way from Clapham Junction.
I don't care if she came all the way from Netherwallop. She can go back there.
Nevertheless, it's very strange how she knew we were all here tonight.
She knew nothing. I trust you're not going to suggest we ask her in, because I warn you, Jackie.
No, Daddy, I'm not.
I'm very glad to hear it. Annie, go and tell Mrs.
Now,
Puffin.
Now, I should like to see Mrs. Puffin.
What?
I said, I should like to see Mrs. Puffin.
What on earth? Come over you.
Why do you want to see her, Victor?
Well, I can't explain, Jackie, really. But from what you've told me and from what I've seen, I think she has a great gift and I think we ought to see her. After all, if it affects you and me, and even if nobody else sees her, I think we ought to. Don't you agree?
All right, Victor.
You must be mad. Think what the consequences may be.
Stop them, Henry. Oh, Victor, how could you?
Well, I'm really sorry, Mrs. Fordyce, but I do feel that we ought to see her.
Oh, very well. It's on your own heads. Bring Mrs. Puffin in, Annie.
Yes, sir.
If she comes in, I go to bed.
Good night, Mother.
Well, I might as well stay.
Well, let's make ourselves comfortable, preparing for some more startling revelations.
Mrs. Puffin.
Hello, all. It's me again. Hey, how are you?
Henry, will you please find out what she wants?
Yes. Now, listen to me, Mrs. Puffin. You must admit that we've been very patient with you.
Far too patient.
Exactly. Now, why have you come tonight? Have you had any more dreams about us?
Oh, I had a lovely one a couple of nights ago. But what Dirk Bogard saw in me, I can't imagine. When the alarm went off...
Dirk Bogard now. Nobody's safe from her.
But did you dream some more about us?
No, dear. Same old dream, clicking along. But you know, bits keep coming back. Oh, I know how you feel. I do, really, but I can't help it. I go about my daily work, then click. That comes a bit more.
How many more clicks before we are safe from your ministrations?
Oh, no more, no more. The final click came this morning. Click. Just like that. And I saw everything.
What did you see, Mrs. Puffin?
The lot, dear.
Well, for heaven's sake, tell us.
Just a moment, Mrs. Puffin. Everybody. I don't know what other extraordinary revelations this woman's going to concoct.
Yeah, I haven't coppled anything. Everything I said would happen has happened.
On the contrary, because the wedding is going to take place, so you are wrong. Secondly, if it doesn't take place, and I say if, there will be a scandal, and I don't like scandals. The name Parker stands for something. No wedding, no partnership. I am sorry, Fordyce. You either listen to her or to me.
My dear Parker, of course we listen to you. Jackie and Victor will be happily married on Boxing Day. You see, Mrs. Puffin, your clicks are wrong.
Just a minute. We've had Mrs. Puffin in, and I think we ought to hear what she has to say. Do you agree, Victor?
Oh, most certainly.
Come on, Mrs. Puffin. Tell us. What happens now?
Well, dear, 8:30, zero hour. Someone's going to speak and shake the lot of you. It's just on 8:30 now.
Well, who is it? It's not me.
It's not me either.
Well, it certainly isn't me. Is it you, Henry?
No, it isn't. Is it you, Nicholas?
Oh, I know it isn't me. I know. It's Roger.
Oh, no.
No, it's me.
What are you going to say, Victor?
I know.
Yes, you do, don't you?
Well, we don't.
Well, I'll get to the point quickly. As far as I'm concerned, the wedding between Jackie and me... It's off.
Oh,
what?
No, Victor, you can't.
No, please. Actually, this is really just between the two of us, but as everyone, including Mrs. Puffin, is affected, I'll speak openly. Do you mind, Jackie?
No, Victor, I don't mind.
We met 2 years ago, Jackie, didn't we? Our fathers met in business. The families became acquainted. We fell in love and got engaged, just like that.
Well, everything was fine at first. I mean, it still is, really, but in a different sort of way. But we're not suited. I'm rather a dull chap, really. And Jackie... Well, you're just Jackie. Well, while I was wondering what to do, this new branch opening in Paris came up, and the wedding was put forward 6 months, and we were getting married, and... It was all so sudden. Everything seemed to pile up on us. It's a bit difficult, Jackie, particularly as this partnership came into it. But the important thing was, I thought you loved me. And hurting people doesn't come very easily.
No, Victor, it doesn't.
Then, 3 days ago, I met Mrs. Puffin here. I heard what she said, and I really was impressed, most impressed. If you remember, your father asked me outright if I loved you. And there you were, looking at me, and... Well, I just couldn't say no. Then Roger turned up, just as predicted. Well, since then, you've been different. I mean, you've been just as sweet, if you understand me. Well, so yesterday, I invited Roger for lunch, and you as well. I saw the way you looked at each other.
Oh.
It was nice of you to try and hide it. You too, Roger. But you can't hide things like that. So I left you together for the afternoon.
Good heavens.
Mrs. Puffin was right, wasn't she, Jackie? You have been swept off your feet. You're in love with Roger, aren't you?
Yes, Victor. I am.
Well, keep the ring. For luck, Jackie.
Victor. Dear Victor.
Victor, I don't know what to say.
Don't you? Well, I do. Now, look here, Victor.
Good for you, Victor. Good show, old boy. Congratulations, Jackie. You too, Roger.
Oh, Jackie, I hope you'll both be very happy. Chilton, just on the eve of her wedding. Oh, Henry, say something. Do you realize what has happened?
Now, look here, Stephen. My daughter's been jilted before the wedding.
Jilted? Confound it, she's fallen in love with another man. Just before her wedding to my son. Fallen in love with an American.
What's wrong with that?
This'll be a fine scandal. Get your hat and coat, Victor. We're going. And, Fordyce, forget that partnership. It's off. Off!
Oh, no, it ain't.
What do you mean?
What I said. It ain't.
Well, that's where you are wrong. It is. My son and I are getting out of here as quickly as we can.
Mr. Parker, I feel kind of guilty about all this.
Guilty? You feel guilty? Let me tell you, Mr. Vincent, that I consider you the main cause of
Oi!
Are you addressing me, madam?
Yes, I am. Your son hasn't finished yet.
Not finished? Good heavens, hasn't he said enough?
No, dear, not by long chalk. You all want to pin your ears back and get this little lot.
Thank you, Mrs. Puffin. This bit isn't easy.
Oh, I know, but never mind. Carry on, love.
Thank you. Well, there's another reason why I don't feel quite the same way about Jackie.
What is it, Victor?
Well, you see, I'd fallen in love with somebody else.
He's a Mormon. That's what he is. He finds helpless females, charms them, and then casts them aside.
Oh, don't be silly, Father. I wasn't cast aside. I felt the same way as Victor, only I didn't have the pluck to say so. I think the girl would be very lucky, and I wish them both luck.
That goes for me, too.
Yes, jolly good luck, Victor, old boy. Who is she? It's a bit difficult, really.
Parent trouble?
Yes.
What does the girl say?
She doesn't know.
Take my advice, old boy, and tell her. Who is she?
Well, it's Pamela.
How there?
What? Who did you say?
Pamela.
Good for you, Victor. Pam, what do you say?
I don't know what to say.
I'm sorry, Pamela. I never meant it to be like this. No, not like this. But you see how
it
was.
It's not very romantic, is it?
No, it isn't really, but... Oh, Victor, darling.
Oh,
that's wonderful. Oh, Roger, isn't it wonderful?
It sure is. Good old Victor.
I don't agree.
Quiet, all of you. Quiet. That's better. Now, on my right, we have two supremely happy people, Jackie and Roger. And on my left,
we have two more supremely happy people, Pam and Victor. And it's all due to a certain good lady that this happy state of affairs exists. Mrs. Puffin, I think you're wonderful.
Now listen to me, Nicholas.
No, you're listening to me. Or rather, you're going to listen to Mrs. Puffin. Come on, my old darling. What happens now? Any more clicks?
Oh, no, dear. There's nothing left to click about. The two young couples get happily married, and this here partnership is definitely on. Well, look at your American angle, Mr. Parker. I bet you're bursting to work for Parker and Fordyce, aren't you, Mr. Vincent?
You bet I am.
So, there's the end of me dream. You're all good friends.
Well, Father? Mr. Parker? What about it?
Well, Parker, old man...
Listen, Henry, I think
Come on, darlings, don't dither. Come on, shake hands.
Well, Stephen, old man...
Henry, old man...
Gee, that's well...
Here's a kiss for each of you. Daddy, Mr. Parker.
Oh, I'm so pleased. You know, Roger, the first time I saw you, I said, what a nice young man.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Mother? Well,
Roger.
Come on, man, congratulate him. He's got a very fine girl.
And so has my son.
Thank you, sir. That's real swell of you.
I'm delighted, Roger.
Mrs. Puffin, it's all thanks to you. You're wonderful.
Mrs. Puffin, how far did you get in your dream?
Until Mr. Vincent came into the room. And your daughter, how the pretty dear, went straight to him like a bird from a cage. Well, it had to happen, because otherwise, why did I dream it?
But if you woke up then, what about tonight? Was that another dream?
I don't want to say, no. Tonight's another story.
Why?
Oh, well, he came round to my house this afternoon.
Who?
Your son.
My son went round.
Yes, I was going to tell you, really.
Victor, do you mean that...
It took me nearly 24 hours to trace her. I called at her house this afternoon.
That's how she knew we'd all be here tonight.
Well, yes, really. His Nibs told me to be here just before 8:30 and told me roughly what he was going to say. Now, after that, I had to plug the partnership and everything. Well, I hope I played my part well.
Oh, listen. Buffing, you old fraud.
Oh, no, only about tonight, love. The rest was genuine.
Do you mean to tell me tonight was engineered?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes.
You see, I knew Mrs. Puffin was right, and I knew I was right. And I wanted to find out whether Pam felt the same. And I wanted to help Jackie and Roger.
Oh, Victor, darling, you're wonderful.
Victor, I didn't know you had it in you.
Neither did I.
Well, I think a few words from Mrs. Puffin wouldn't be out of place.
Hey, come on, my old darling. What a speech. I haven't made a speech since my wedding. When I said, I will, I do, I will. And I've done ever since. I wear me gloves. I'll be getting along now.
Good night, Mrs. Puffin. Good night, Mrs. Puffin. And pleasant dreams.
But not about us.
Oh, blimey, no fear. I've given up having cheese for me supper in case I see your fizzog. But you know, I did have another dream last night. I'm just off to number 10 Downing Street.
To Hollywood film stars like Claudia Cardinale and Romy Schneider, looking beautiful is very important. And to them, looking beautiful means having a soft, smooth complexion. That's why they choose Lux Beauty Soap for their skin. They know that Lux's extra rich lather with its precious perfume is the simplest and easiest way to keep their complexions looking young and beautiful. So tonight, why don't you let Lux's creamy moisturizing lather with its precious perfume caress your skin to film star smoothness. Lux, a beauty treatment as you bathe.
You've got people coming, and you want your kitchen to look specially clean. But is everything really clean? Not only where people notice, but in those hard-to-reach cracks and crevices like around the sink. That's the sort of dirt that's hardest to shift if you don't have Vim 99. Only Vim has deep cleaning bleach to get right down into cracks and deep-set stains, leaving everything really clean and germ-free. For total cleanness you can trust, use Vim. Vim 99, the strong one.
In tonight's Lux Radio Theatre presentation of Good Night, Mrs. Puffin, by Arthur Lovegrove, you heard Valerie Miller-Brown as Mrs. Puffin, with Margaret Milner-Smythe as Jackie and Douglas Bristow as Victor. Jackie's parents were played by Sheila Raymond-Jones and Tony Wood, and Victor's father by Harold Freed. Others in the cast were Glyn Day as Nicholas, Yvonne Bristow as Pam, Brian Darnley as Roger, and Greta Simmons as Annie. Good Night, Mrs. Puffin was adapted for radio by Helen Cunningham, produced for Lux Radio Theatre by Anne Freed, and directed by Delphine Lethbridge.